Good afternoon. After a cool start, high pressure both at the surface and aloft is now dominating the weather picture across interior New York and New England. And with abundant sunshine across the region, temperatures are rising nicely. Readings will continue to climb, reaching values in the upper 60s to around 70 on average for afternoon highs. High pressure will continue overhead tonight, and that will keep skies clear. And with the longer nights, it'll be relatively cool with lows back into the 40s. This will set us up for another sunny and dry day tomorrow, even with a warm-up as highs move up into the middle 70s. In fact, that large ridge of high pressure will maintain itself over us into the day on Tuesday with mostly sunny skies and high temperatures all the way up into the upper 70s, perhaps a couple of places even reaching 80 degrees. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the south. Some high to mid-level clouds may stream in from what's left of Irma as it moves into the southeastern United States. Otherwise, we'll have a fair amount of sunshine and highs will stay in the middle and upper 70s. If there's a risk of showers from Irma, an approaching front from the west will contribute to that, and this will happen on Thursday and Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. Otherwise, high temperatures through the middle and latter part of the week will be in the lower and middle 70s. As we head into next weekend, it looks like we'll dry out behind this front with highs in the lower to mid 70s once again on Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center continues to issue advisories on Hurricane Irma, which passed over the lower keys of Florida this morning and is now located about 80 miles south-southeast of Naples. Irma is moving toward the north near 9 miles per hour, and a north-northwestern motion with an increase in forward speed is expected later today, with that motion continuing through tomorrow. On the forecast track, the eye of Irma will move near or over the west coast of the Florida Peninsula later today through tonight. Irma should then move inland over northern Florida and southwestern Georgia by tomorrow afternoon. Maximum sustained winds are near 130 miles per hour with higher gusts. Irma is a Category 4 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. While weakening is forecast, Irma is expected to remain a powerful hurricane while it moves near or along the west coast of Florida. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 80 miles from the center, and tropical storm force winds extend outward of up to 220 miles. A 120 mile per hour wind gust was recently reported at the National Key Deer Refuge in Big Pine Key. A sustained wind of 62 miles per hour with a gust of 94 miles per hour was reported at the Federal Aviation Administration Station at Miami International Airport. A pressure of 940 millibars or 27.75 inches was measured in the calm of the eye at Upper Sugarloaf Key. The minimum central pressure reported by Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft is 933 millibars or 27.55 inches. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Grayling, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 70s, Boston sunny near 70, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 75 degrees, the average low 54. The record high 96 set in 1931, and the record low 34 in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 6:30 a.m. Sunset this evening 7:14 p.m., 12 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasant today, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear and cool tonight, with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and pleasant today, with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear and cool tonight in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear and cool tonight, lower to mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly clear tonight, with temperatures back in the lower and mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and pleasant today, with highs right around 70. Mostly clear tonight in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, milder mid-70s, mostly sunny in the upper 70s Tuesday. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with the risk of a few showers and highs in the lower to mid-70s, and a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-70s on Saturday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.